I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. At least two churches in Pakistan were attacked last weekend. The first attack happened in the city of Quetta. It's an area known for unrest and religious extremism. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Gunmen on motorcycles opened up fire on Christian worshipers as they were exiting the worship services on Sunday.
The attack didn't target any individual in particular, but the Christian congregation as a whole. Allen says it's feasible this attack is a follow-up from the recent threat of Christian genocide in the region. But that's not all. At a church in Lahore, Pakistan, Bibles and other combustible items were set ablaze. Now all that's left is the church's charred remains. Please pray for the Christians in Pakistan, their creativity and wisdom when engaging in ministry, and for their encouragement. And last year, Jonathan Lipscomb went to Guatemala with AMG International. Now God has called him back. He just began a six-week internship serving Guatemalans living under the poverty line who make up about 50% of the population. Lipscomb says,
poverty is something that we always like hear about. We've always been told about, like we know what it is, but at least for me, I didn't think I personally understood it until I saw it firsthand. One of the places we went to the first day we were there is the city dump in Guatemala City, and we saw that some of those people's livelihood was getting up every day and going to the dump and trying to find stuff that they can sell to feed their families and put food on the table.
Please pray for God's love to be known on the camp ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a free 14-day prayer guide. It'll help you pray more specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.